Picture this. You are standing in the middle of Shanghai, China. You don't speak the language. Your husband is at the office. Your kid is looking at you like you're the cruise director, the translator, and the snack provider. You're 12 hours ahead of your team, and your inbox doesn't care what time zone you're in. Oh, and you can't eat gluten in China. And somewhere between Googling gluten-free dumplings and a prayer, you look at your son's face, wide-eyed, taking in this brand new world, and you think to yourself, this is the hardest, most beautiful, messiest thing I have ever done. Y'all, that was me a month ago, and today I'm going to tell you the whole story. Hello, my people leaders, my growth getters, my I love my kids and I need 5 minutes of silence or I will lose my mind crew. Welcome back to Workday Playday with Improve It, the show where we use humor and play to help you lead better, live better, and this month, think more quickly on your feet. And let me tell you something, nothing forces you to think more quickly on your feet faster than traveling internationally while with a small child while running a business. I'm your host, Erin Deal. And before we jump in, just a quick favor that truly helps this show grow. So if you've ever been listening to the show mid-episode and texted a friend, you got to listen to this, I want you to leave us a review on iTunes. Those reviews help keep this playdate going, and I honestly read every single one. Now, y'all, getting a little water break here. Hold on. If you need some hydration, hydrate with me. Here we go. That feels right. So today's episode is a little different. I am always here to give you tips and tricks that you can take back and use in your personal and professional life. But today, I'm going to give you a little story. This one is personal. So I just got back from a month of traveling Asia with my family, Shanghai, Singapore, and Bali. And I came home with so many stories, so many lessons, and one very aggressive case of what is called Bali belly. Okay, I'll tell you about that later. But the biggest thing I came home with was perspective. So if you're someone who's been white-knuckling your way through uncertainty lately, like me at work, at home, in life, my team and I made something for you. It is called the Clarity Under Pressure Toolkit. What to do in the first 5 minutes of any uncertain situation. It is your go-to guide for staying grounded when the ground is literally moving under you. It is in the show notes. Grab it. It's yours. It's free. Okay? So now that we got that out of the way, let's play. My peeps, I hope you are enjoying the show. We'll be right back after a quick break from our sponsors. Thank you for supporting those who support the show. You're listening to Workday Playdate on the Passionstruck Network. Now back to our show. Today, we are starting with a game because obviously it's a playdate, okay? And this one is called Yes and the Chaos. All right. So I'm going to describe a scenario. Your job is to say yes and out loud and finish the sentence with whatever comes to mind. So don't think. I want you to just play. All right. So here's scenario one. You're on a 14-hour flight and your kid just spilled an entire cup of orange juice on your laptop. Yes. And what do you do? Insert whatever comes to mind here. Scenario two. You're in a country where you don't speak the language, it's 95 degrees, and your child has announced they are only eating chicken nuggets for the rest of the trip. Yes, and fill in the blank. Scenario three, you have a client call in 10 minutes, and your kid just discovered that the hotel bidet is, in fact, a water gun. Yes, and fill in the blank. Now, if you chuckled or get a little giggly, good. If you cringed because that was weirdly specific, I may or may not be speaking from experience. So here's the thing. Every single one of those scenarios requires the same skill. The ability to think on your feet when the plan falls apart. And that, my friends, is literally what we're talking all about this month on the show. We literally have a workshop here at Improve It. That is the company I run. We are a professional development company who uses improv comedy to train on soft skills, in case you didn't know. And we have a Thinking Quickly on Your Feet workshop for this specific reason. Like, this is truly the crux of what we do. So let me just give you back to the story. Let me fill you in on this past month. It was 1 month, 3 countries, 0 chill. Okay. Week one, my family and I flew from our home in Charleston, South Carolina to Shanghai, China. So that was a crazy 24-hour travel period. Let me set the scene for you. My husband was working in his office in Shanghai. He works for a global company, and literally I was everywhere else. I was working 12 hours ahead of my team back home here in the States. So while they were wrapping up their Tuesday, I was already deep into Wednesday, trying to answer Slack messages from the future, like some kind of corporate time traveler, okay? I was navigating a city where I did not speak the language. And listen, I am a communicator, okay? That is literally my job. So being in a place where I couldn't communicate felt like an improv show where somebody cut my mic. I was finding food with a gluten intolerance in a country where wheat is in almost everything. I became very close friends with Google Translate and the phrase, no wheat in Mandarin. Now, some days it worked, some days it did not. And through all of this, I was parenting most of the time solo. My son was with me when I was working in Shanghai every minute and when I wasn't working. And I'm going to be honest with you, there were moments where educational apps on the iPad were doing the heavy parenting lifting while I was working deeply on something or on a call. But here's where my improv roots kicked in. Every single day required me to throw out the plan that I thought existed in my head and respond to what was actually happening. The restaurant I researched we went to, closed. Okay, where was that, Google? The park I planned to take him to, under construction. The Wi-Fi I was counting on for my call, gone. Okay, every single time I had a choice. I could freeze or I could find the next move. So that was just week one. Shanghai was like such a cluster for us because we were coming out of a 12-hour time zone difference, right into work, right into navigating a city where we really did not speak the language. And it was just a crash course, right? So weeks 2 and 3, we flew from Shanghai to Singapore. And 2 and 3, we were in Singapore for 2 straight weeks. Now, Singapore was very different. There is a huge expat community there. So the culture shock was softer. Everyone speaks English, or most people spoke English. The food was incredible, and I could actually read the menus. But here's the thing, different didn't mean easy. I was very, very lucky. I found a camp for my son there, and the woman who ran it, I will like give praises to all day. Wolf Camp in Singapore, Mama Wolf, you are an angel. Thank you. So he was at this camp for the 2 weeks we were there, Tuesday to Thursday. And every morning, I'd drop him off, I'd walk to the nearest coffee shop, I'd open my laptop, and I'd work the full 6.5 hours he was there. And every afternoon, I'd pick him up, I'd hear all about what he built or painted or what he argued with somebody about, and then I would switch back into mom mode. And there is this thing that happens when you're a working parent in a foreign country. You don't have your village. No grandparents down the street. No neighbor who can grab your kid if the meeting runs long. No familiar grocery store. No familiar anything. You are the entire infrastructure, and that is both empowering and absolutely exhausting. I'm saying this with so much love. But here's what being in Singapore those 2 weeks taught me. You can build a scene anywhere, anywhere. I found my coffee shop. I found the camp routine. I found the little restaurant I went to every day for lunch because it was like so close to the coffee shop. They knew my order. They knew my name by the time I left. We built a tiny little life just for 2 weeks, and it was really beautiful. The 4th week, we flew from Singapore to Bali. All of this is on the same time zone, by the way. So we're still 12 hours ahead than I am here on the Eastern time zone in the U.S. And Bali was supposed to be the vacation part. the exhale, the we made it part, right? And for the very beginning and for most of it, it was. It was stunning. It was restorative. It was everything the travel blog and the Pinterest boards promised. And then on the last day, mama got what is called Bali belly, which meant I was not leaving my room. And if you know, you know. And if you don't know, imagine your body staging a full-scale revolt while you're 9,000 miles from home and you have a flight to catch the next day. And by the way, that flight is a 29-hour flight situation. Thank God there was a doctor on site at our resort who nursed me back to health, gave me an IV, gave me fluids, gave me all kinds of medicine to get on this plane so I could actually fly. But I will tell you something. Lying there in that moment, feeling about as glamorous as a wet sock, I had the biggest epiphany of the entire trip. I thought this trip was going to inspire me because of what I was going to see. The new countries, the new cultures, the new food, the new everything. And it did inspire me. There were so many breathtaking moments. But the biggest inspiration was what I saw when I looked back home. Oh, she go cry. She go cry. So lying in that bed in Bali in that hotel room, sick as a dog, I wasn't dreaming about temples or rice paddies. I was thinking about my house, my bed, my home, my community, my parents, my team who held everything together while I was 12 time zones away. The people who texted me, you've got this, go, we've got this back here, go be with your family on this trip. I traveled across the world to realize that the life I built at home, that's the miracle. Not because my home life is easy, but because I've built something so full, so supportive, so surrounded, that leaving it for a month made me see it with a totally new set of eyes. And I'm just going to say this again. If you're in a season right now where the ground feels shaky underneath you and you're improvising every day and wondering where it's going to feel stable again, please grab the toolkit that we've put in the show notes for you. It's called the Clarity Under Pressure Toolkit. Because clarity doesn't come from having all the answers. It comes from knowing what to do in the first 5 minutes. It's in the show notes, it's yours, and it's free. My peeps, I hope you are enjoying the show. We'll be right back after a quick break from our sponsors. Thank you for supporting those who support the show. You're listening to Workday Playdate on the Passionstruck Network. Now back to our show. Okay, story time is winding down. But the lessons aren't, because this trip, the chaos, the beauty, the Bali belly, all of it, it taught me things I want every working parent, every leader, every human who's ever tried to hold it all together in unfamiliar territory to hear. And I've got five lessons for you. These are the five lessons that a month in Asia taught me about thinking quickly on your feet. Lesson one. The plan is just a suggestion. So in improv, we say the scene is never what you planned. You walk on stage thinking you're doing a scene about two astronauts and your scene partner turns it into a cooking show on Mars. You don't fight it. You cook the space pasta. Every single day of this trip, my plan changed. The restaurant was closed. The route was wrong. The Wi-Fi vanished. My kid decided he was suddenly afraid of elevators. Okay, we're on the 22nd floor, by the way. And every time I had to let go of the plan and play the scene in front of me. So I want you to try this. The next time your plan falls apart at work, at home, on a trip, before you spiral, before you do anything, I want you to say out loud, new scene, what's the move? That one sentence pulls you out of this is ruined and into what's next. That is thinking quickly on your feet. That is improv. That is the whole game. Lesson two, you are more capable than your comfort zone tells you. You are more capable than your comfort zone tells you. Let me say this. In Shanghai, I couldn't read the menus. I could not ask for directions. I could not explain my food allergy without a phone app and a lot of hand gestures. And I figured it out every single day. There is something that happens when you remove every safety net and you realize you can still catch yourself. You don't need the familiar grocery store. You don't need the Wi-Fi. You don't need to speak the language perfectly. You just need to be willing to look silly, to get it wrong, and to try again, which is literally the definition of improv. So I want you to try this. I want you to think about something you've been avoiding because it feels uncomfortable or unfamiliar. And I want you to ask yourself, what if I'm more capable than I think I am? Sit with that, because the answer is almost always yes. What if I am more capable than I think I am? So that's lesson two, all right? You are more capable than your comfort zone tells you. Lesson three. Okay, this is for my parents out there. Hold tight. Hold my hand. We're going to get through this one together. Hold my hand. Here we go. Good enough parenting is good parenting. And I'm going to say this again to every working parent who needs it. There were days on this trip where my son's primary enrichment activity was an iPad app while I was on a Zoom call in our hotel room. And you know what? He's fine. He's better than fine. He saw the freaking world. He tried new foods. He navigated airports. He made friends at camp who spoke different languages. He didn't need a perfect parent. He needed a present one, even when present looked messy. Now, in improv, we don't aim for the perfect scene. We aim for the honest one. The one where you show up, you commit fully, and trust that being real is enough. So try this. The next time the guilt monster shows up, the one that whispers, you should be doing more, I want you to say back, I'm doing enough, and my kid is getting a parent who shows up, not a parent who performs. Drop the mic on that guilt. Sweep the scene. Edit. Next. I am done with mom guilt. I'm done with it. I'm so done with it. I have suffered through it for his entire life, and he's turning 7 this month. And in his 7th year, I've decided I'm a great parent. I'm a great parent, and I'm showing him the world, and I'm showing him what it means to be a working parent, to be passionate about something. So swipe the scene. Get off the guilt trip. We don't need it. And guess what? We talked about this on my team the other week. No one is in your head but you. The only person who feels that guilt is you. Your child does not feel it. You feel it. So swipe it. All right? Do it with me. All right. So here's lesson four. Your village is your superpower. I didn't fully appreciate my village until I didn't have it. In Shanghai, there was no one to call. There was no one to text and say, can you grab him for an hour? There were no grandparents. There was no babysitter. There was no neighbor with goldfish crackers and a trampoline. Okay. And then that same thing happened when we were in Singapore and I was working and taking him back and forth to camp. I did have a village there because he had a camp, but it was a new village. It wasn't my village. And I felt the weight of that every single day. But here's what also happened. The Improve It team back home rallied. They covered things I didn't even ask them to cover. They sent me messages that said, we've got this, go be present. My parents checked in. My friends sent me voice notes. Our community showed up from 8,000 miles away. And in improv, the ensemble is everything. No performer carries the show alone. And when you trust your ensemble, when you let them support you, the show gets better for everybody. So try this. Next week, or this week, depending when you're listening, I want you to reach out to one person in your village, and I want you to tell them what they mean to you. Not in a generic way. I want you to be specific. So I want you to say something like, hey, when you did this for me, it meant this to me. Thank you. Because gratitude isn't just nice. It is truly how you strengthen the ensemble. Now, again, if you're the person who has trouble receiving support, who feels like asking for help means you're failing, get the Clarity Under Pressure Toolkit in the show notes, because it might reframe that for you, because knowing how to lean on your people is a pressure skill. It's in the show notes. It's free. So Lesson five, the final one. Sometimes you have to leave home to see home. That's the big one. This is the big one. I went to Asia thinking I would come back inspired by what I experienced there. And I tell you again, I was. The temples, the food, the kindness of strangers, Singapore skyline at night, watching my son's face when he saw something cool for the first time. But the biggest gift of the trip was coming home. Walking into my house and feeling it. Not just knowing it, but feeling it. Like this life that I've built, this community that I have surrounding me, the routines I have, the same time zone as my team, my parents just down the road, the people who know me and love me and show up for me without being asked. That is extraordinary. And I wasn't seeing it this way, or I wouldn't have seen it, not like this, without leaving. So in improv, we talk about how the best discoveries happen when you step into the unknown. You don't find the magic in the comfortable scene. You find it in the one that scares you a little. And sometimes what you discover in the unknown is how extraordinary the known is. I like saying it like that, extraordinary, extraordinary. So I want you to try this. I want you to take 2 minutes right now, and I want you to write down five things about your everyday life that you've been taking for granted. Not the big stuff, the small stuff, the coffee shop that knows your order, the coworker who always checks in, the bed you sleep in tonight. Because gratitude is the ultimate perspective shift, and you don't need a plane ticket to find it. So just to recap, the plan is just a suggestion. You are more capable than your comfort zone tells you. Good enough parenting is good parenting. Your village is your superpower. And sometimes you have to leave home to see home. Five lessons from one messy, magical, Bali belly-filled month across Asia. So your playdate practice is called the homecoming. You don't need to travel across the world for this. You just need 10 minutes and a willingness to see your life with fresh eyes. So step one, I want you to pretend that you just landed at home after a month away. Walk through your front door. Look around. What do you notice? What would you have missed? I want you to write down five things. Step two, I want you to think about your people, your village, your ensemble. Who has been quietly holding things together for you? Write down three names. And then step three, I want you to reach out to one of those people today. Not a generic thanks, a very specific one. Tell them what they did and why it mattered. And step four, I want you to look at your week ahead. Where are you overplanning? Where are you gripping too tight? Pick one thing and give yourself permission to say, new scene, I'll figure it out. And if that feels hard, if the idea of letting go of the plan makes your chest tight, get the Clarity Under Pleasure Toolkit in the show notes, because having a framework for uncertain moments is what lets you actually release the death grip on the plan. So if this episode hits you, if you're sitting there thinking, I needed that perspective shift, y'all, me too. I needed to say it out loud just as much as you needed to hear it. Now, I want you to send today's episode to your working parent friend who is currently holding it all together with duct tape and dry shampoo. I want you to tell them they're not failing. They're improvising and they're doing an incredible job, because we're not doing this alone anymore, y'all. We are not pretending. We have it all figured out. We are showing up. We are trusting the scene and we are giving ourselves grace. So don't forget to leave that iTunes review so we can keep bringing you the good stuff. I see you. I'm rooting for you and your village. Y'all, they are rooting for you too. Go tell them. Now go love the life you've built. All right. I'll see you next time on Workday Playdate with Improve It.